Could you just introduce yourself with your name and your age and what you do for your job?
My name is Denzin Choda. My job just now is heading the Department of Information Technology. And I run a department with about 30 staff members. Most of them ICT experts in their own rights. I'm not an ICT expert. My basic profession is actually in education. I used to be in the education ministry, like Yangde, for about 20 years. I moved into this job 3 years ago.
And what attracted you to this job?
Actually, it wasn't my choice. Oh. I was assigned, reassigned.
Oh.
And I'm glad that they did, because this is a very exciting field.
It must be one of the ministries here in Bhutan that is undergoing the most transformation right now.
It is. Lot of challenges, lot of opportunities. We have to exploit the potential that is in this technology to achieve our basic ambitions as a country, as individuals, in a lot of fields.
Yes. So Bhutan was one of the last countries to have television and the internet. And could you talk a little bit about Bhutan's relationship with those things, especially the internet, in the 8 years since the introduction?
Well, Bhutan is has about 630,000 population. The exposure since 1999, I would estimate, is only a fraction of the population, probably 10,000, or maybe a bit higher, but not many. And for people who have that kind of exposure, I guess it's a big leap in terms of accessing things, information, educational materials, and just the basic communication with the outside world. That's a big step forward in terms of developing.
Yeah. And so, in the population here, which types of people are the ones who are most apt to come into contact with the internet right now?
The government, civil servants, particularly, and with them, I guess, the population who are residing in the urban areas, particularly Thimphu and the bigger townships, Thimphu, Phinsiling, these are the big towns. So these would be the people who would have that kind of facility, access to internet. Apart from the civil servants, it will be mostly the students and the younger generation who would have that particular interest to be connected and to go into internet cafes and explore this different world.
Yeah, and for the people who do use the internet, what do you think they're mainly using it for?
For the civil servants, it's mostly to do with information, searching related to their work, news items, and I guess personal interests, personal pursuits. For the children, I have two daughters, by the way. I find they're more interested in connecting with other children, and also they have other hobbies, like downloading music, video, and so on and so forth.
Yeah. Is the internet here completely open, or do you do any censoring?
It's open.
It's open?
It's open.
And has that created any problems?
Excuse me?
So you're a busy man.
Yeah. I just have to get this. Can I see? 15 minutes from office.
And you're back.
Sorry.
So I was just asking whether that openness has introduced any problems that you've noticed.
Problems are there, but I think it's not a serious concern, I see it. But we can sense there are dangers by uncensored access. Uncensored in the sense not by the government, but I think the parents have to be up to speed with what the children are up to, actually. We don't know what they are searching for. So not all the things that are available on the internet are, you know, good things.
Right. Well, I mean, the most common use of the internet overall is pornography, I mean, globally. And is that been a concern here in Bhutan?
I think we are quite an open society. So pornography, yes, I guess some people view that, but it's not such a... it hasn't reached a level where it's become a major concern.
And what kind of efforts are underway to connect more of Bhutan to the internet, if any?
The main problem with for the whole telecom sector, for the whole ICT sector, not just the internet, is the access points, which is limited to Thimphu, Phintsiling, and Phu Zongkhak's. So the accessibility is the main constraint. And it's not just the physical telecom infrastructure, it's also the pricing. How affordable can we make it so that everyone is on board? And the pricing is it's kind of pricey just now.
It's expensive.
Yes.
So how much does it cost for, say, an hour of access?
I really wouldn't know the actual rates, but for example, I can't afford to have one at home.
Really? And you're the minister.
I'm not the minister. I wish I was the minister. Then probably I could do something about it. No, but it's kind of pricey.
Yeah.
Yes.